Mariner Books and Harper Audio present It Could Happen Here, Why America is Tipping from Hate to the Unthinkable and How We Can Stop It. Written and read by Jonathan Greenblatt. Dedicated to Bernard Greenblatt, my paternal grandfather, whose bravery and courage continue to inspire me every day. Author's note. In writing this book, I've aimed to give you your own ADL handbook against hate, filled with the wisdom and tools you need to identify and push back on prejudice. Accordingly, I've drawn heavily on blog postings, handouts, frameworks, speeches, and other materials from the ADL library. Although I've often indicated in the endnotes where I've adapted language and concepts from previously published material, I've also freely borrowed text from ADL without attribution. I hope you'll find the final product accessible, engaging, informative, and inspiring. Introduction. I dreamed of this place for so long. It was charming and quaint in my mind, with cobblestone streets and green, well-kept parks. Now, gazing around on the train platform, I found a cold and desolate winter landscape. Soulless brick industrial buildings, steam rising from nearby chimneys, graffitied walls, just a few bare trees, even fewer pedestrians. The platform itself was empty, save for two gangly soldiers at the far end, guns slung over their shoulders, a light snow falling onto their thick green Soviet-style overcoats. I made for a small white wooden box of a building about 100 yards from the station. It wasn't much bigger than an average suburban garage. A sign indicated it was the visitor center, but that seemed almost ironic. I couldn't imagine many tourists coming here. Two women sat inside at the counter, one middle-aged, the other elderly. They clutched their sweaters around them against the draft as I closed the door behind me. There were some shelves that held books in German, but otherwise the room was bare. I addressed the middle-aged woman. "Excuse me, bitte, guten Tag, hello." Using hand gestures and speaking slowly in English, I communicated my request. "My grandfather is from this town. I'm from America. He passed away, but I'm interested in learning about his life, so I've come here. I'd love to meet people from the Jewish community. I'd love to see the synagogue." Blank stare. I tried again, this time pulling out the pocket German-English dictionary I had picked up in Berlin the day before. It was thick, with a blue and orange cover. I hadn't even cracked the spine. My Großvater. He's Magdeburg. Here. Here he grew up. Jewish. Jude. She squinted. Dein Großvater? Jude? We went back and forth like this for a while, and she seemed to grow frustrated. The elderly woman asked her a question, and for the next few minutes they conversed with each other in rapid-fire German, pointing and nodding at me. Finally, the older woman turned to me and in heavily accented English said, "Your question, we no understand. Nobody has ever asked it. There are no Jews here. What do you want?" There are no Jews here. I knew this, of course, but hearing it out loud felt like a punch in the face. I stared back at her, sadness slowly enveloping me. Many Americans think it unimaginable that hate will ever come for us or our loved ones. We live in the United States, after all, a place of laws and human rights and democracy. Nothing like what happened to the Jews in Germany could ever happen here. My grandfather used to think that way. He rarely spoke of his youth beyond a passing comment here and there. But a few years before he died, we sat down at my kitchen table and I probed him about his past for a school project. I held a mini tape recorder in my hand and, trying to understand his life, asked him question after question with the overeager enthusiasm of a high school junior. Finally, I asked whether, as a young person, he could ever have imagined his grandson.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?